introverted noise.
Hurry up, Daddy.
Let's do it.
5 seconds to go in the first half. Dante fires deep to the left. Moss caught it at the 11, but now he pitches
look at
it
this.
To Mo Williams. Touchdown!
You gotta be kidding me!
What's going on, y'all? Jason Brown here with Climbing the Pocket, here to discuss a little bit of Vikings OTAs. Obviously, we're into the off season. News is coming in a little bit more slowly, so it gives us an opportunity to dig in a little bit more closely in some of these stories here. And one of the big stories coming out of, I guess you'll say, you know, Vikings land, Vikings OTAs, is what will happen in this new Vikings offense to former first-round pick Laquon Treadwell. Obviously, career-to-date, Laquon Treadwell has been, I guess it's fair to say we can say he's been a disappointment. We're not going to throw around the bust word yet, but things are trending more towards the bust end of the spectrum than towards the successful NFL career for a first-round wide receiver end of the spectrum, I guess it's fair to say. And as we head into year three, I guess it begs the question, with an upgraded quarterback from a guy like Kirk Cousins, one of the things that, you know, people who are on the Laquon Treadwell side of the argument will point to is the fact that Laquon Treadwell was in fact getting open with great regularity last season, but Case Keenum just wasn't finding him because he was very locked in on Adam Thielen, or locked in on Stephon Diggs, or only reading half the field, versus a quarterback like Case Keenum, like a Kirk Cousins, who will be more apt to go through a full progression, find Laquon Treadwell on the backside, etc., etc., etc. So with all that said, I guess let's talk about it for a little bit here. Let's see what we're thinking, because Laquon Treadwell, it really feels at this point like it is a battle of confirmation bias on really all sides, the team included. The team made him a first-round pick. They obviously want that investment that they made in him to come to fruition. So obviously they're going to give him every opportunity to succeed. The team wants him to succeed. They spent a high-value resource to acquire him. So obviously the team wants him to succeed. And he is going to get every opportunity still, because he is a first-round pick and does have that draft capital to be the first shot at getting that wide receiver three job locked down. And one of the things that's been said a lot, and most recently I think I saw Miles Gorham say it on Twitter, is that the team showed us what they feel about Laquon Treadwell this offseason when they didn't really bring in real veteran competition for that wide receiver spot until very late in the game, with a kind of low risk acquisition of a quality player in Kendall Wright. But they still didn't go and make a huge investment in the position, either in the draft or via free agency, which, you know, lets us see that Laquon Treadwell is in fact still very much in the team's plans. Financially, they can't really do anything with him anyway. It would cost more to cut him than to keep him at this point. So, or cost about as much to cut him as it would to keep him. So they might as well keep him here, give him another opportunity to get it together. And so, you know, after the season, Mike Zimmer, he did have some fairly strong words, which he echoed again when asked about Laquon Treadwell recently, basically saying Laquon Treadwell needs to get out of his own way, get out of his own head, and just play. Stop being so hard on himself and just go out there and do what he needs to do, do what they drafted him to do. But that really takes us back to the very beginning of this whole thing. Was Laquon Treadwell really a player who ever merited the type of hype, praise, accolades that he should have received? Should he have ever really been a first-round pick? Because when you look at his measured athleticism, obviously that was terrible. But for a wide receiver, those of us who are on the analytical end of the spectrum will really say that measured athleticism is a bit overrated when it comes to determining kind of what a receiver will be in the pros. And it's really their college production that sheds light on what a player will or won't be when they get to the next level. And so we look at a guy like Laquon Treadwell, and he didn't really have a lot of that either. He had some great raw counting numbers, but when you look at him in terms of, you know, market share of his team's total offensive production, his numbers weren't great there either. So you have a guy who wasn't a great athlete, wasn't really a truly dominant producer at the college level. And yes, there's obviously arguments that can be made in terms of him being injured and some other things that go in there that were factors that point to that. But at the end of the day, he wasn't a mega producer in college. He isn't an uber athlete. And thus far at the NFL level, he has put up very pedestrian numbers. To put it in perspective, Laquon Treadwell's career numbers over these first two seasons are less than what Kendall Wright has done in any one season thus far in his career. And so, while as a Vikings fan, I am obviously very hopeful. I want Laquon Treadwell to put it together. If we have another weapon out there, it makes things better for our team. It'll put Kirk Cousins in a better situation if he's able to put it all together. Unfortunately, I remain skeptical that he will be able to do that, because thus far, both in college and in the pros, he has not really shown himself to be that dude. So that's where it is. That's where we are. I just wanted to, you know, get some thoughts out here. I've been talking about this, these conversations that I had. And obviously, again, we're hopeful. We're Vikings fans. We want him to put it together. We want him to figure it all out. But really what I'm looking for, what I'm interested in, is what evidence do we have that he is good at football, or good enough to be more than maybe a wide receiver three in the NFL based on what we've seen of him thus far? Even, you know, the scouting report on him when he was coming out was that he couldn't get really separation at the college level. And so if you're struggling to get separation against, you know, 18 and 19 year olds, you're likely not to get better at that when you're going against grown men whose profession it is to stop you from catching the football. So yeah, we see flashes, and those flashes, those types of plays, they burn into our mind and really cause us to anchor on, you know, these flash plays. But when you go and look at the underlying details and the profile of Laquon Treadwell, really from college through to pros, it's not looking good for him. So, I mean, I guess we hope. We'll hope that the low probability outcome is the one that that comes forward, because it is the one that will help our team that we cheer for do so much better. But at the end of the day, I really have a very difficult time seeing Laquon Treadwell be a big-time contributor for the Vikings, or really anyone else as far as it goes. So that's really what it is. That's what I wanted to say. As I said, starting off, this is Jason Brown from Climbing the Pocket. You can find me on Twitter at BrownJason. And yeah, I guess if you listen to this and you have some thoughts, you agree, you disagree, and you want to hit me up, yeah, holler at me on Twitter. Let's talk about it. Have a good one.